Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Hey everyone, today I got Michael Kitchen on here. I've had him on my other LinkedIn shows, but this is the first time in my podcast. I really like Michael a lot, how he does things, coaching, mindset, so on and so forth. One of my favorite people. So I kind of wanted to have him on for his expertise in Airbnb when people are not doing that well in Airbnb, to show that no matter what the situation is, you can always do well. And essentially he's going to share his tips and tricks and whatever he can share. With that, Michael, kind of people who don't know you, haven't heard before about you, kind of share your journey to from where you started to where you are now.
Absolutely. And thank you again for having me, Raj. I really always appreciate talking to you. Whenever I get the opportunity, I'm out in Arizona right now. Actually, I just got off the phone with an agent. We're putting another Airbnb under contract out here. We're still actively buying. It's an interesting mindset shift where everyone says they've been waiting for this opportunity. Here's the opportunity. Now they're sitting on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other thing we can get into. But with that said, I'm a former educator. I'm now doing real estate investing. This is a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. A lot less stress. Still stress, but different kind of stress. Former special ed teacher, former administrator, students in the administration role. Wife and I have now owned a real estate company for the last 6 years. We've got about 500 doors in multifamily, and we've got 6 short-term rentals and hopefully soon to be 7.
Awesome. Well, you also have a coaching program, which you didn't mention. I don't know if you mentioned that.
I don't promote that much because honestly, mm-hmm. I work with those who kind of reach out. But yes, mm-hmm. I do some coaching. I work around. Essentially, we do it in 6-month chunks. What I'm big on is taking a complex problem that's usually not that complex. We just get in our own heads and mm-hmm. helping people break it down over 6 months to work towards that goal. So I try to work with 5 to 10 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's really structured around unlocking mm-hmm. the path towards whatever goal they're working on, whatever obstacle they feel is in the way of them getting to their next goal.
Got you. Well, let's get into that a little bit, because we kind of went back and forth on this. We talked a lot about this. See, what is the thing you find in people? You kind of expressed this before, like, you give them everything, but then people don't do anything, right? No matter. I mean, yes, anybody can find anything these days, internet wise, but, people still don't do it. So what do you think?
I was going to say, you just hit the nail on the head. It's that people get in their own headspace mm-hmm. and they start listening to the fear others are projecting on them. They start getting overwhelmed. They get distracted. They won't work towards their goals because it's scary and unknown. And they think it's risky to bet on themselves. And as you know, I'm big on betting on yourself. Mm-hmm. Conversely, I actually think what I do is safe. And I think what they do is risky. Trading your best years, trading your time where someone else controls your time, your effort, your energy, and your outcomes is kind of like building your castle on someone else's sand. Mm-hmm. And not even that everyone's going to be an entrepreneur, but more through the lens of the things that people think are safe, right? I have a lot of investors with us who are W-2 guys who make $250,000 to $500,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They think it's really safe. What I always tell them is you are one HR misunderstanding. You are one corporate sale. You are one shareholder meeting away from having your entire world turned upside down. Mm-hmm. You have no control. You think you have control. You have no control. Mm-hmm. So when you flip it and you think about, okay, I'm going to get financially literate. I'm going to start to understand the world of finance. I'm going to start to understand the world of business, the way the tax code is structured, the way I'm going to get after what I want to do intentionally. Mm-hmm. I align my health and my wealth and my mindset. You start to get clarity. And you might not step into the world of entrepreneurs, but at least you understand with clarity mm-hmm. what game you're really playing and putting yourself in a position to win.
Got you. Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, going back to that. So as an educator, you got into real estate, when did that switch, happen for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, Very clear. I was just telling the story to a guy today. I'm going to be speaking at a meetup in Boston when I fly back from Arizona in May. We had got tasked with turning around a tough urban school. And I was in charge of the attendance, the discipline, and I was part of an amazing team. All have gone on to be rock stars. One of them actually works for me now because we complemented each other so well. He's the director of my company now. And we turned around the school. And then I felt like we hit our mission or our goal. Right. And then they thought I had a heart attack because my job was so stressful. So we hit our mission. I was burnt out. I wanted to do something else. At the same time, my wife had a long commute to her corporate job. We weren't seeing each other. She wanted to do something else. So we said, well, we always curious about real estate. Started saying, okay, how do you flip a house? That's how everybody starts. So shout out to a good friend of mine now. At the time, he wasn't a friend, Brandon Turner, of Bigger Pockets. I uncovered Bigger Pockets episode 200. And I listened to the podcast and I was like, I don't know what half that means, but I think I could do what they just said. And we started attacking it. And I've been blessed with a very obsessive personality. And I think that's a superpower. And we just started getting after it. And one thing led to the other and we scaled up. And here we are today talking to you.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot of details missing there, but
we can get into as much as you want.
Yeah, we can get into another time, but well, let's get into this today's environment, right? Obviously, I've done Airbnb. I know a bit about Airbnb. But if people have noticed, there's a lot of reports out there saying Airbnb is not doing well. And I see those numbers, too. I've seen the numbers where, yeah, it is not doing well in certain areas, so on. But
can I jump in? Because even where I want to go with that right there. So let's stop right there. We all say Airbnb. It's not Airbnb, it's short-term rentals. That's one of the first problems. Airbnb as a company is a problem, in my opinion. That's a whole separate issue. Okay. They're not advantageous to the hosts. Their model has shifted towards the guests. I think that's going to come back to bite them because now players like Google, SEO, other people are entering the marketplace. And I really truly believe 5 years from now, Airbnb, the company, is in big trouble. But short-term rentals are here to stay. Short-term rentals were here before. Airbnb, they're going to be here after. The reason I bring this up, this is such a buzzword for me. People don't do the fundamentals. It's like if you go to play a sport, right? You can, in basketball, you can work on your deep three-point shooting. You can work on trying to dunk the ball. But the fundamentals are dribbling, rebounding, right? You got to work on the fundamentals. Short-term rentals are hospitality. They're tied to NOI like any other investment class. There is so much misinformation and people getting in their own heads, not realizing that that's all this is at the end of the day. I bring this up to tell you, like, one thing we've done that's really helped us is called active calendar management. I teach this, I preach this. I wasn't the first guy to come up with it. It's just what we did. There was a couple gurus out there, and I won't name them, that conveniently they're not posting anymore. So all you got to do is Google Airbnbs and who was promoting what a year ago, and suddenly they're gone. They were saying idiotic things, stupid things. Like, oh, don't lower your rate because you might get a bad stay. Don't go you don't worry about your occupancy. You want your higher average daily rate. This is some of the dumbest advice I have ever heard in my life. And I'm going to break it down right here. Okay. No lender is going to give you debt based on phantom income that you saved from phantom damage that didn't happen. It is net operating income. It is tied to a cap rate. It is just a commercial asset. So back to the fundamentals. When you buy a short-term rental, understand the fundamentals of what you're buying. If you can't do that, then you don't know what you're buying. Okay. You're not buying an Airbnb. You're buying a hospitality asset that happens to be a home. Now with that, I've talked about this. I've taught about this. I'd be happy to come back to your audience and give my whole presentation. We only buy short-term rentals in a very clear buy box. Five bed, four bath minimum. In areas that have tourism year round that cannot be oversaturated. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I'll never buy in Miami. I'll never buy in Orlando. Why are they struggling right now? Well, they're struggling because large REITs can come in. They can build the same cookie cutter home at scale, and they can kill you in a race to the bottom. You have no uniqueness. You have no availability. You simply just have bricks and sticks. I have landlocked homes that are unique in Montana, South Carolina, Maine, soon to be Arizona. And I get heads and beds, right? You look at that daily rate and you compare it to how many people I can sleep versus a hotel and the cost of going to a hotel. We try to keep our average daily rate at 50% or less of what a hotel is charging. So an example of that, let's say I'm sleeping 12 people or six couples, and I'm getting $1,000 a night. That's a great rate for me. But if those same six couples were to go to a hotel, they would probably be paying $400 to $500 a night a couple. So now they're spending $3,000 a night. So you see that delta I'm beating them up on?
Yeah.
If I buy a studio or a one bedroom or a two bedroom house, I can't compete with a hotel the same. I give away my biggest advantage.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely. Yeah. That's a very different way. Hopefully go back and listen to it again. That's a drop there, because personally me, I was more attached to two or three bedroom. That was my whole thing. But that was when short-term rental was doing really well. Airbnb, whatever you want to call it, was doing really well. Now it's not. That's, pivoting. That's kind of a golden nugget right there. So,
but even that right there, when you say it's not, look at the macro level, they want to say it's not. Well, they're correct. If you splice that up in all my markets and all my assets,
right.
I had my best year last year, and I'm pacing to beat last year this year. Right? Because of what I bought. Now, if you think about it, all the market's doing is it's eliminating the bad operators, and it's eliminating people who, like you said, they were tied to the cheap debt. They bought a house that was propped up by cheap debt. Right? That's all it was. They lied to themselves, right? Inventory flooded the market. They had no way to be unique. They couldn't compete. It's a race to the bottom. You've got to buy something and understand back to the fundamentals. You got to understand the fundamentals of what you're buying. That ties to health, that ties to wealth, right? Everything we're talking about today, if you don't understand the fundamental basics, if you don't know the goal you're aiming at and working backwards, you're just scrambling. You're running around. You're going through life aimlessly. You got to get intentional with your action, whether it's your health, your wealth, your mindset, your investing, whatever it is. An intentional action plan will guide you there, right? That's kind of where I was going back to even the risk profile earlier. The way people view risk, it's risky starting a business. So it's risky, buying investment properties. It's risky doing, well, is it really? If you understood the tax code, you really think it's, it's risky? That tells me you're spending your time Netflix and chilling or golfing on Saturdays or hanging out. And that's cool. That's cool. But you're going to get the outcomes as a result of your efforts and your intentions.
Right.
What excuse do you have?
Right.
I just gave away a tip on this podcast. Anybody can listen to that. Anybody can. I just gave away my whole model. You can do it for free.
Right.
But are you going to take the time and listen, or are you going to go out and go pound back a bunch of beers on a Tuesday night playing trivia? I mean, cut the shit. Like, don't lie to yourself. What are we doing here?
Right.
So that's kind of my takeaway.
Awesome. Well, I have one question on your whole, we talked about this before, but just for the audience, right? Why, you always said this, like work backwards, right? When did you discover that? Work backwards. The working education. Backwards, yeah.
Education, backwards design, start with the end in mind, whatever phrase you want to use. And funny enough, when I got out of education, remember, we turned around to school. We had to do a lot of unconventional stuff. Come to find out, a lot of the stuff we were doing is very good business advice, growth mindset versus scarcity mindset, right? Checks for understanding. A big thing I do with my team constantly, shout out to one of my coaches, Dr. Jamil, right? Great guy. I'm sure you'll have him on at some point. We worked a lot.
I'm the one who introduced you to him.
100%. checks for understanding, right? You might think someone heard you. It almost sounds simplistic, but I give everybody this free tip. When you talk to a team member, you talk to someone else, say, okay, can you basically repeat back like what I just said? What do you think? You will clear up so many misconceptions by doing that check for understanding. So when I say work backwards, if you say like when I'm coaching somebody, the first thing we always do is I call it your freedom number, right? I say, okay, what would it take you to live your life right now? Just maintain your lifestyle with passive income versus active income. We make that target. Then we go through the budget. Sure enough, there's probably fat we can trim. But my goal isn't to have you live scarcity and a homeless guy under a bridge has financial freedom like you do. Right. You got no bills.
Right.
So the goal is an abundance mindset. So when you shift to that and we say, okay, this is where we're going to start, but this isn't where we're going to finish. And what ends up happening is because we're aiming at this goal, we get there so much quicker than what we think. And we're becoming a person who's thinking like this. Opportunity starts to spring up everywhere. Because now we're looking for it. Now we're intentionally seeking it. We understand. We're getting in the arena. We're playing the game differently. That's the growth I'm talking about. So if your goal is, hey, I've got to make 5 grand a month, or I got to make 10 grand a month, whatever it might be, right? I was working with someone the other day. They're helping me out. So I said, okay, as a result, I'll give you a couple free coaching sessions. And they just need to make 5K a month to be financially free. So they said, oh my God, this is going to be so impossible. How can I get it? Mapped out a roadmap with three simple things. They had a single family house. They want to get out of. They built up some equity. They're going to sell it. They're going to buy multifamily that they're going to house hack. They just created half of their goal with one simple decision by flipping from a liability to an asset. She didn't know what that was before she reached that point, Dad, per the coaching.
Right.
That one simple change, she just gave herself a $30,000 tax-free raise a year by putting that money back in her pocket. You want better answers, ask better questions. You know, and that's how this all ties together.
Awesome. That's another great tip. You want better answers, ask better questions. In conversations or business, whatever the case is, that's yeah. a great tip. All right. Awesome. I could go in so many directions, but I'll go in, you know, the limited point of view right now. I want to dig into, maybe we'll have another show. I want to dig into more of your essentially focus point on how to do short-term rentals, more on the high level view still, but more on like your philosophy there. But let's get into the last three questions then. One is, what's the best? Well, before the last questions, I guess, you know, when did you realize about the whole, you know, this numbers game you were talking about? Like, maybe at one point you were thinking the huge numbers too when you got it on. When was that realized?
100%. And that ties back to the mindset thing. I remember when we got started, okay? I said, if I could get to the point where my wife and I were making 10K a month apiece, I thought I was going to be the richest guy in the world. And I didn't, and this is important. I didn't let our lifestyle inflate. We set up the company very intentionally. We have flexibility. But I realized that for the Michael of that person, the Michael of 4 or 5 years ago, that was a large amount of money because I wasn't thinking big enough. I wasn't in the room. And honestly, I tell this story because now I'm in a mastermind that costs $50,000 a year, right? Just in a few short years, because thinking bigger, you can't be scared of ones and zeros. That's easy to say, but when you start playing the game, right? When you become this person, when you become this next iteration of yourself, you know, we did something last week. We wholesaled the property we didn't want. I made two phone calls. I moved paper around. We made 25 grand. I didn't even think about it. You know how much money that was to me a couple of years ago? And it's not to discard the money. That's not the point. The point is where I'm going right now. I value my time more. I tell people all the time, my time is worth $50,000 an hour. People go, man, that's so big. I said, it is, unless you understood the way I look at it. So perfect example. We're doing a deal right now, a multifamily deal. We're going to end up with about a $3 million upside. At my hourly rate, I've got 42 hours this year to work to execute on the deal for my team of my time. Not my team's time, my time. I put it through that framework. That's how I protect myself to grow to get to that mindset. So your numbers and your mindset grows with you, but you have to get in the room, right? It's like coaching. Coaching is one of the funniest things to me. Coaching is only good when you're ready to be coached. Anybody who doesn't, I'll give you my own life example. I got friends all the time. Oh man, why do you pay so much for those masterminds? Oh man, why do you coach? Well, last year I spent $70,000 on education. I just looked at our year-over-year P&L. Our January 4X'd. So then you tell them that, they go, oh, it's a scam. It's not worth it. Okay. You know, Michael Jordan had a coach. Tom Brady had a coach. But you don't need a coach. Don't worry about it. You don't need a coach. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I had no idea. And then you tell them, this is how you get to your goals. Oh, I don't want to do that. Okay, well, then again, go back and keep doing the same. This is why you see my content. I'm always like, intentional action. Bet on yourself. Because it's scary. But you know what's scarier? The fact that you think you have time.
Yeah.
The fact that you take your health for granted. The fact that you took that you woke up today for granted. That's scary to me. My father died at 46. I'm about to be 40. If I go tomorrow, God forbid, but if I go tomorrow, I have spent the last 5+ years betting on myself, traveling when we want, doing what we want, because I decided to be intentional with my time. How many people can say that?
Right.
And everybody can do it. That's the thing. Everybody can do it. Most won't.
Yeah. That is true. That is very true. I mean, that itself is a episode, I think, content right there. All right, we'll get into the last three questions because lack of time. Maybe we'll bring you back and have another deep conversation about mindset. But maybe my other favorite guest, Dr. Jamil, and have both of you go at it with it.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah, that'll be great. So, all right, last three questions. What's your favorite book? And why is it your favorite book?
My favorite business book? My favorite business book. I'm going to say shout out to Rich Dad Poor Dad because everyone says that.
Okay.
So I don't just want to give that one because Right. Everyone knows that.
Right.
My favorite business book for me, for the way I think, for the way I move, mm-hmm. I give a shout out. Man, it's a toss up. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say Killing Sacred Cows. And that's by Gareth B. Gunderson.
Okay.
And it will take the 401k and the scam that is the government, and it'll flip the whole thing on its head if you're willing to listen to it. If you're not willing to listen to it, you're not going to understand. And, you know, the question I ask everybody is, where are all the 401k millionaires? Where are they all?
There. Yeah.
So I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Yeah. No, I didn't read that book, but I do know about 401k and the scam it is. But yeah, that's a great suggestion. All right. The second one is, what inspires you to get up and do what you do every day? Although probably if they listen to you, this whole show probably can figure it out. But, you know, let's still ask that question.
My beautiful wife, doing what we want to do. And I love the game. You know, we're moving to a place now, even with the way we're structuring our deals, even the assets we're buying. Mm-hmm. I had a moment a year and a half ago. I was sitting on one of my decks having a cigar in South Carolina, doing kind of in Arizona like I was now. And I was like, you know, the only thing that can make this better is if I had all my favorite people with me. Mm. So let me be the vehicle. Now, I can't force anybody to do it. Mm. But now we're getting to the point in the company where we can structure our deals, where we can bring in friends and family.
Mm.
And we can share in some of what we have. And again, right, it won't be for everybody. But I believe in what we're doing. And if I can give everyone their best years and I can play a small part in giving them some financial security, that gets me going. That gets me excited. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of what gets me up right now.
Awesome. Well, there you go. All right. Last question. What's the one tip you can share? You saved already kind of several tips in the podcast, in this podcast itself, but I guess, yeah, still one tip you can share that has helped you lately, maybe something new lately that can help others.
Yeah, I'll give a new one because I have given a lot about intentional action and scheduling. But
right.
I tell everybody, I do this with my clients when I coach. I say take two weeks to a month. Be honest with yourself and just track your time.
Mm.
Just track your time, because once you realize how much time you actually do have to work towards your goals, you'll go, my God, track your time religiously for a couple of weeks. Mm. Whatever you're spending time on is what will show up in your life.
Mm.
And when you get intentional about it, you start to reframe your thinking. You start to realize, okay, I don't have a time problem. Mm-hmm. I have an efficiency problem. Mm-hmm. And an efficiency problem can always be solved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a great, great tip. Tracking on your calendar and, you know, all that stuff. Actually, I wasn't good at doing that myself. I, you know, sometimes I do well. But yeah, that is very true. You know,
well, really. And I'll give a real life example before we get out of here. We've been trying to schedule this podcast, but I'm sticking to my guns on my Tuesdays and Thursdays because of my goals. So it's even been hard on me to put that framework together. But what it's allowed me to do is I have every Friday now, it's called Hannah Friday. So I get to spend time with my wife on Fridays.
Okay.
My Mondays and Wednesdays are reserved for my team and deep thinking, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to say no, but it's a superpower that allows you to go to where you want to get to. And I needed, like most people needed, I needed the framework in place to allow me to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I didn't know that until I tracked my time, the same advice I'm giving everybody. Mm. Okay, I've got to move this way to get to my goals.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Got you. Awesome. That's a twofer, actually. But anyway, again, thanks for your time, Michael. Always great talking to you, getting information from you. And I'll be posting Michael's information. I mean, like you said, he's probably not going to do that much coaching, but hey, you can still reach out and maybe see, if what he says makes really rhymes. I mean,
you heard the guy, you know, he probably can coach you, but you know, you got to be there where you're willing to be coached. So
100%.
All right, sir. Thank you so much again, Michael.
All right, brother. I'll be in touch. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Wanna chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.